Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave from there. Whatever place does not welcome you, or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. This is, as I mentioned at the beginning, the Feast of St. Blaise. We're celebrating today the Feast of Healing of Throats in particular, but it's for all ailments that you are dealing with in life. And it's very appropriate, actually, the gospel that we have today is about the 12 being sent out to cure and to anoint with oil many who were sick and curing them. So what I'm going to do this morning, and have you come up like you do in a single file, and just come up the center aisle, beginning with the front pew. And now we won't touch you with the candles that I have here, because again of the virus, I'm taking all precautions. So you just stand in front of me, as I'm stationed right at the front steps right here, just fairly near you, but keeping safety. And these candles are made of beeswax, which was required at all masses, all ceremonies in the Catholic Church for many years. And today I'm not sure of what they use, but these are the original. These particular candles, the last time they were used was March 17th, 1929. And they're old candles that have been used on this Feast of St. Blaise all those years. And I just happened to remember this morning that I had them. And we'll use them to continue on with the healing that has taken place in the past with these candles. And like I say, I'll just hold them up in front of each one of you as you come up in line. You don't have to come up. It's just, if you'd like the blessing of St. Blaise, then I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you now at this particular time. Instead of a long homily, we're going to have healing this morning. And if you could very lightly just say the rosary, just say the Hail Marys, Hail Mary, full of grace, as you're coming up and as people in the pews, you don't have to be loud. You just say it nice and soft. As you're praying the Hail Mary, as I do the healing. Okay? Is that all right? Okay. So we'll begin with the front pew. Are you're okay as far as coming up? And everybody else, come right in. I'll do one by one.